Let's just be ready to hear the word of the Lord as Brother Brown comes to minister to us, all right? Let's all say God bless Brother Brown.
Amen. Is the name of Jesus wonderful? Is the name of Jesus wonderful? Let's praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Bible says he's the great I am. He's the one who was and is to come, the Almighty. There's no other God beside him. The Bible says all other gods are idols. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. It's always humbling and honor to me, very humbling to me to stand at a pulpit. My wife would tell you, I'm not one of those guys that take anything about the Lord for granted. I'm excited about being here. I'm among friends. I'm among fellow brethren. My wife and I do love each and every one. You all are very special to us. Everyone, didn't matter where you're from, who you are, what you look like. Amen. Last time I was here, I spoke about some things that God has revealed to me, and it's pretty exciting. Today, as my wife alluded to, we don't sit down and talk about what we're going to do and what we're going to say. Our Lord says to be led by the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It says, it's not by might and power, but it is by His Spirit. The Bible says God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If we're going to live for God, we've got to live for God hard. We've got to live for God in spirit and in truth, knowing that this God is real. This God is alive. This God is a speaking God. This God gave His entire life for us. Listening to an old preacher preach, several of them, way back 40, 50 years ago, Brother T.W. Barnes and the Tennys and the Urshans speaking about Brother J.T. Haywood and all those guys. I never got a chance to listen much about J.T. Haywood, but I listened to the Urshans and the Tennys and men like those and Brother Barnes, and they made mention. And, you know, just one thing I want to be here today to remind us as I, you know, preface this, what I'm going to be saying, and I'm not going to be long. We're one people. We're one people, all called of God for one purpose, to make heaven our eternal home. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about brotherly unity. Can we all say that? Brotherly unity. Amen. Flip side, you could say brotherly love. Because if we're going to continue to be in unity, it has to be driven by love. Does that make sense? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's right.
The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He says that we are his friends if we do whatsoever he commands us. Amen. Amen. I'm going to look at Psalm 133. First of all, I want to give thanks and honor to, I know he's not present here, Bishop Reed out, his wife and family.
Thank you.
Pastor John. I know he don't like when I say pastor, but I just want to remind him that I'm under his authority here now. And I believe in spiritual authority. Bishop Readout has always been so very special to my wife and I. Ever since I got in the church. When I got in the church, he was my, I believe he was, Brother McDonald was just going out and he was coming in as a district bishop. Just phenomenal leadership. And they have inspired me. And I leave it at that. I'm looking at Psalm 133, and I'm reading the three verses. It says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. Amen. Pastor John, would you speak, would you pray for me? Amen. May be seated. Thank you. I'm also looking at Genesis chapter 3, and I'm reading just one verse of scripture, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, he did eat. Amen. That was the fall of the human race. Right there. We fell into sin. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Mankind was created without sin. Morally upright to do good. Morally upright and to do good. Amen? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29 says, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." Can we read it again? "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." Human beings are always up to doing their own thing. But I want to remind somebody today that man's thoughts are vanity. That's what the Bible says. That's why the Word of God stands out above everything else. The Word of God is God. And that's what the church lives by. And that's what the world should be living by. The missing link in the world is L-O-V-E. The missing link in our families is L-O-V-E. Love. Bible says that love covers all sins. Now the scripture says that love covers a multitude of sins. The church must stay away from sin. We must focus on the Word. Live the Word. Speak the Word. Apply the Word to our lives and our situations so that we can get the desired results. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We complain. This is not happening. This is not happening. That is not happening. How much of the law, how much of the Word of God have we been applying to our lives and to our situations? Question I ask myself too. Am I living the Word? Am I standing on the Word? Today in this service, I have a gentleman here, a brother and friend. Brother Tryon, I love you. And I appreciate you. You're my brother, you're my friend. I've learned a lot from that man. You've been a great example to me. I didn't know you were going to be here today. I didn't have anything planned. Brother Tryon was my former pastor. I'll always love you. You meant a lot to me, and you still do. And your family. I've learned so much from this man on his ministry. I held on to his feet and his coattail, and I watched him because I was coming from the world. I believe Brother Tryon is about 10 years younger than I am. And so when I got going in the church, I was looking for love. Come on, somebody. I was looking for love because I was a worldlian. And I saw a man that loved me and treated me well. I realized before I got in the church that the church wasn't a perfect place. We'd love for it to be perfect, but it's not a perfect place. But when I got in, I was never one of those guys who paid attention to what's happening in the church. I paid attention to what God was saying to the church. I realized, as my wife alluded to, the importance of Bible studies, prayer meetings, interacting with fellow brethren. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're one. We're apostolics. We're oneness people. Unity is in diversity. Huh? When we're united, we're strong. And no devil from hell can come between us. When we are together as a people, as a church, God uses us to do great exploits when we are united. When I can walk up to a brother and a sister like I've done here this morning, shaking hands and hugging a neck if it's appropriate, and saying, I love you. People say, I love you, Brother Brown. That's with all sincerity. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Sometimes I used to tell my wife, I love her. She said, you don't know anything about love. But my wife and I, we go way back. On another note, and I'm getting back here. But doesn't all this make sense? Yeah. I've known my wife 53 years, and we've been married 43. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is
awesome. And Sister Brown, I'll always love you. Amen. I love my children and our grandchildren. And I'm glad that God has saved me. Greater love had no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. You're here today, be encouraged, because God has saved you, or you can be saved. I'm excited about the fact that God has the grace period still in force, that souls can be saved. That a guy like me could be saved. I couldn't wait to hear the altar call that Sunday. I was having a hangover from alcohol. Won't get into much of that, but I was just waiting to hear the altar call. And I was up at the altar. And I was crying like a newborn baby. About two or 3 weeks after that, my birthday was coming up in January. And I called my pastor and I told him I wanted to get baptized. He said, Brother Brown, I'd be happy to do that. The day my life changed. As the day Errol Brown's life changed. And everywhere I go, I tell portions of my story, of my testimony. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimonies. If you're going to serve God, you've got to have a testimony.
Amen.
Let us love our brothers and sisters. Let us treat them well. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Sin entered into the human race when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's direct command. God's direct command. by eating the forbidden fruit. Because Adam was head and represented the entire human race. He was the head, he was in charge. And because of that, sin affected all future generations. That's why the world is in the condition that it is. But there's hope at the altar. As a result of the sin, human beings became separated from Almighty God. Separated. We became estranged from God that created the heaven and the earth and all that is therein. We became lost. And he came, robed himself in flesh, came to this earth, lived, died, and rose. Yes. Hallelujah. Shadayaba. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. God so loves us. He doesn't want us to perish. So he came. And that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yes, it is.
He came. That we might have life.
Yeah.
And have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily physical life. We're talking about spiritual life. To be with God for all of eternity. That's where the excitement is. Amen. Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you. The disciples wanted to know where he was going. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. That's not all in my notes. But I'm being led of the Spirit. And I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Amen. That where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. Jesus is always desirous of having a relationship with his people. We're talking about brotherly love. Amen. Amen. Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All have sinned. Amen. Sorry. Romans chapter 5, 8 to 10. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, please. Amen. Sorry. Bible says, God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath. Through him. Saved from the wrath through him. The wrath that is to come upon humankind. That's what that is saying. See, that's where I get excited. We're being saved from the wrath that is to come upon humankind. For if we were enemy, We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen. Praise God. We're still talking about the one true and living God. Oh Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He's the God. He's the Son. He's the Father. He's the Holy Ghost. He's all encompassing. Bible says all power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. All power. Hallelujah. That's where I get excited. I really do. You see, we are in a church, we're not to pay attention to Satan. Amen. Pay attention to Jesus. Yeah. Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Resist the devil. Resist him, and he'll flee. We can only resist him by the word. Can't do it in our own strength. But tell the devil through the word where to go. It is written. Touch not God's anointed. Do his prophets no harm. It is written. The Bible says the word of God is already settled in heaven. We have power to tread upon serpents and adders. We have to keep Satan on our feet and exalt Jesus. Lift him higher. Lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Everywhere we go, looking for opportunities to meet people and to talk to people about Jesus. Pray for folks. Allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. Not off, but by. Amen. How good and pleasant it is. He said there's anointing with that. There's consecration with that. It run down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life, forevermore. That's where the anointing is. In the Bible, unity is a state of oneness, harmony, and love among believers in Christ. Amen? There's a scripture the Bible tells us about. We're sent into the world. I may be a little bit ahead of myself here, to fulfill the Great Commission. We're all missionaries. We're all evangelists. We're all called to be out there, meeting people and greeting people. Bible sends us directly. God has sent us directly to the maimed, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, and the halt, so that his house can be filled. Don't pay attention to what people look like. Yeah. Their ethnic background. Their color and whatever else. Yeah. Pay attention to the soul that you can win for Jesus. Yeah. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. And I thank God that when I got into the church, I saw the type of a love. If not, I'd be back in the street. Come on, somebody. And I came and wasn't looking to go back in the street. One Sunday morning, my pastor I don't remember if he asked me to do a whole lot in ministry. Sunday evening came to me. I used to love to clean up the churchyard and whatever it is about church. I was always excited about doing something around the churchyard, shoveling snow and cutting grass and weed whacking and all these type of stuff. Been back from Jamaica, 95 degrees, and I'm down the back of the church with a weed whack. Easier, you can attest to that. Brought me something to drink, believe it's an iced tea. Thank you, Pastor. Back weed walking. Just want to be in church. Just wanted to be saved. Just wanted to make heaven. I wasn't paying attention to his color. He wasn't paying attention to mine. Brotherly unity. We came to New Britain. I believe I'm in New Britain now 37 years. There was a church down the road from where our house was. We called maybe more like an African-American church. I wasn't in the church. My wife was sent there, but I don't know, for some reason, she was never led to go there. She went up to Beattie Street, a church that was maybe about 90% Caucasian. Here, everybody was Caucasian. That's where the Lord directed my wife and my two sons to go. Is somebody learning anything today? This is all exciting. Went up there, my wife fall in place and started doing her thing and being allowing herself to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And all these people started to praying for me and all these types of stuff. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
People in New York praying for me. One Sunday morning, I was home. Huh? And God directed me to church. That was how I got saved. They were already gone. My wife was at work. My sons were already picked up for church. But God told me, I never heard his audible voice, but I couldn't get away from it. Go to church. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
When God speaks, listen to God.
Yeah.
Listen to God, because he's about ready to change your life for good.
Yeah.
He's about ready to change your life for good.
Yeah.
When you walk into a church service, don't take it lightly. An apostolic church I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We love all the other churches and denominations. We love them. But we pray and ask God for revelation for them.
Yeah.
Treat them well. Care about them.
Yeah.
God is a diverse God. He's a God that is all inclusive.
Yeah.
We're talking about brotherly unity.
Right.
And going back to my church, I've talked about it all the time. Today's just another day. Going down to a prayer meeting one Sunday evening after years in the church, 3-4 years, other than doing menial stuff. Brother Brown, I'd like for you to get a scripture and open the evening service. I looked him in his face and said, I'm not going to be comfortable doing that. Brother Tran, do you remember that? I love you, man. So I'm not going to be comfortable doing that. My whole body started going like this. But it didn't end there. I went down to the prayer meeting. Came out shaking same way. Maybe worse.
Yeah.
Huh? Brother Mike Easter was preaching with a young evangelist. I believe Mike Easter looking behind me, looking and me saying, something is wrong with this man. God took me through that. Because of his love.
Right.
I couldn't explain all that to my wife. a guy that was a big old rough guy, old police from Jamaica, 15 years. But when God has begun to work in you, he's got your number. And when God has got your number, he's got it. I opened that evening service, and this is 20-odd years ago, and from that evening, I have not been out of a pulpit, and I've never been sat down by my pastor or a bishop. What if I did not listen to my pastor? We're talking about brotherly unity. Brotherly unity. I never got in the church to be a minister. I never got in the church to be an ordained pastor. I got in the church because I wanted to make heaven my home. When I had hangovers, Saturday, Sunday mornings like this, I'd be home sometimes and can't, all this time of the day, I wouldn't have breakfast as yet because my stomach was sore. I would vomit up water. And I hope, God forbid, I don't gross out anybody. But I'm just talking to you as I feel led to speak to you. Heaven, we must make heaven. It's imperative. But it's a choice that we make. Old time song says, two roads before you. Pick your choice. One is the broad road, the Bible says, that leads to destruction. And there's a narrow road that leads to life eternal. I chose the narrow path. And we all have the option to choose. We all. I didn't call up my brothers and sisters, eight of them, it's nine of us, they're all alive, thank God. And I asked them if I was going to be saved. Or what should I do? I didn't ask my wife. I went to church. And God directed me to an apostolic church. Where the truth was being taught. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the only truth. Bible says he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Yeah. There's no way. Right. Because I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. Amen. So I'm preaching to oneness people. Yeah. I'm preaching to true apostolics. Yeah. When you see me, you see
the Father.
When you see the Father, you see
me.
Oh, hallelujah. It's all in him. It's all in Jesus. It's not one, two, three gods. It's one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God is one Lord. We're to be united. A body of believers together. Amen. What if we were to get behind our pastors and say, I'm going to go out and evangelize and reach the world for Jesus? What if we were to do that? And we're doing it. But we can do more. Amen. I remember my days over there, New Britain. You see, that's my birthplace. The other day I was home and the Lord directed me to my pictures and I got baptized. I took them down to church and I was showing them to my folks. Show them in my water, in my water. Because I was sending a message that people need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Amen? For the remission of sins. Yes. We're not saved until we're baptized in Jesus' name.
Right.
That's when our sins are remitted, the Bible says.
Yes.
And Jesus says he remembers them no? No more. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God, praise God. They remitted. And he remembers them no more. Our family members can't do that for us. Our friends can't do that for us. Our bosses can't do that for us. But Jesus can. Hallelujah. Oh, he's excited. What a God this is. I love to lift him up. Sometimes the people think I'm crazy. I love to lift him up. Amen. God has, I told you my story. I'm going to that now, but I saw you. I told you how when you love God, there's nothing he won't do for you. Huh? 6 years ago, deflected 6 gunshots off of me. And took me through visions and dreams and showed me the culprit. Come on. Yeah. And brought my attention to when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes, hallelujah, Jesus, even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Praise God.
Glory. Trust God. He is real. My sheep hears my voice, and another he'll not follow. When we're in the church and we're not hearing God's voice, and I'm talking about audible voice, we need to seek God, and I get concerned when I don't hear it. Because I've heard it numerous times, over and over and over again. First time I heard his audible voice, he told me 3 distinct times, worship, 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 worship. I got up and I get my wife up. It was about 2:33 in the morning. I said, we got to worship. The light I saw and that manifestation, I would love to see it right now. Jesus Christ is real. Make no bones about it. We need to be on our knees. We need to be telling people about his deeds. So that we are to tell of his deeds among the people. And now the scripture, tell it to the heathen. Go out. Tell them about God's greatness. Attest to his greatness in your life. Other people's lives. What you've seen Jesus do for others. Because what he's done for others, the songwriter says, he'll do it for you. Praise God. Praise God. In the dictionary, unity means state of being united or joined as a whole. Joined as a whole. As one. Or being together or at one with someone or something is the opposite of being divided. It's togetherness. It's togetherness. That's why when we're in the church, we're not to entertain gossips and hearsays. And we're not to be in the church spreading discord among the brethren. We're not to be scoffers. We're to pray against the atrophy spirit. That spirit that seeks preeminence. Is the worst spirit in the church, the atrophy spirit that spreads discord. The atrophies, he wanted to be the guy at all times. It's a bad spirit to separate God's people. That's when the devil, that dirty devil, laughs. Is when we're fussing and fighting and we're separated. God is not in that. God is a God of love. God is a God that keeps us together. Because strength when we're together. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I'm looking at Genesis chapter 11. There's a verse that caught my attention. How many of us remember the Tower of Babel? Or Babel, how you pronounce it? Remember that story? Verse 6 says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. That's building. And nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Nothing. They were going to build that tower to heaven. And God is saying that they would do it. They would have accomplished that mission. Because why? They were together. We're talking about brotherly unity. Somebody comes to you and trying all this negative stuff. Stay in the positive. Stay in the positive. Talk about the sunshine. Talk about how beautiful a day it is. Talk about what Jesus has done for you. Or what you're expecting him to do for you. Speak what you want and affirm it. Believe in God in faith that God is going to do it for you. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, right now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah. The evidence of things not seen. Believe without seeing. God is with us. We're his people. We're not ordinary folks. We're called out. We're chosen. We're set aside for God's use. Not Satan. That old fox. That wicked one. That evil one. That murderer. We're special. Bible says that we are a peculiar people. Bible says we are a chosen generation. The Bible says that we are a royal priesthood. How come we're not carrying ourselves as such? Come on. How come that anybody can push us Christian around? How come we think that we're nothing? Huh? And God tells us that we're royalties. We're royalties. We need to feel good about ourselves. We need to be fired up and excited about the things of God. We need to make things happen for Jesus. Amen. We're the ones. This is the hour. This is the time to make things happen for Jesus. We need to do it. And we need to do it right now. Huh? Behold, the people is one. We have to love our brothers and sisters. Huh? We're not to entertain ungodly conversations. You don't come to church to watch what people wear to church, what people drive to church. Pastor John, is okay? If I say something, just stop me. We come to church to focus on Jesus. Amen. You're going to have all different kinds coming to church. Yeah. We want to see the prostitutes coming through the door. Mom, we want to see the drunkards coming through the door. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. We want to see the homosexuals coming to church. Yeah. And we need to treat them well. We've been sent to them. Yeah. Who are we? What high horses are we on? We need to get off and get down. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ went to where the people were. Yeah. Yeah. 12 disciples. And they were all from Nazareth. Except one. Nazareth wasn't the most fancy place. You read scriptures? Why he did that? It's to teach us some stuff. teach us some stuff. He hung around with the fishermen and the corrupt tax collectors. He hung around with them. Huh? Come on. Fishermen don't smell all that well. You go to the seaside and everything. But that's where he hung out. Huh? That's where he found disciples and trained them. People get in the church and they don't want to be trained. I'm going everywhere right now. How are you going to make it? You don't want to come to Bible studies. You don't want to go to prayer meeting. You don't want to listen to your leaders in the church. How are you going to make it? It took the Lord 3.5 years to train the disciples. And they were well trained. And what did they do next? They went out. He sent them out. And he told them to go and make disciples. That's what it is. I love to talk to people about Jesus because I get excited. Amen. Everywhere I go, doctor's office, my wife spoke about that a little bit. I'm in there witnessing to these folks. And some of them sometimes looking at me like I have 4 heads. Devil wanted me the other day to think that I was having neurological problems. Devil wanted me to think that. I told all the specialists. I tell them, I know what's happening to me. I say, I'm good. All in my life, I had maybe about 8 sets of blood tests running all over. 2 sets of MRI, different times. They want to see more. I say, I'm fine. They want me to see more. Chest X-ray, CAT scan, everything. I never been to a doctor like that. And I'm telling these folks, I'm good. I know what the Lord showed me. He showed me a black lion. How many of us know that that is the devil? Come on, somebody. Roaring lion, seeking whom he may. I love the word may. Don't play games with devil. That's why we're staying in the word. Let me get back to what I'm doing so I can finish. Praise God. I love this thing. I love it. I laugh at the devil all the time. I laugh at him all the time. Okay, he knows that God has me covered and my wife. We're covered, man. When you're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, you have the greatest covering on the face of the earth. Amen. I don't have to worry about what people are saying. I have some brothers and sisters, and they think that I'm crazy. I love them and pray for them and tell them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What if we were to have a mindset in reaching the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ? What if we were to have that mindset? I'm going to meet somebody today, and I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. And I'm going to invite them to church, and I'm going to do everything that I can to set up a Bible study. And when Bible studies are over, you're going to disciple them, make sure that they're discipled. Introduce them to your pastor, who can set up a discipleship meeting for them. Are we going to do more of that? Huh? That's what he wants for us to do. Amen. 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 Listen to this. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 is the scripture that I got this morning. Verse 12. And if one prevail against him, 2 shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. We're talking about unity. It's strong. something you can't do for yourself. By God's leading, find your pastor. Find the person in the church that your pastor assigned you to or is assigning, people are assigned to, that they can grow spiritually. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Thank God, and I'm finishing up here now. Praise God. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We're talking about brotherly love. And suddenly there came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. We're talking about blessings. We're talking about signs and manifestations, manifestation of signs and wonders, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Visibly, you could see it. And it sat upon each of them. That's anointing. And they spoke in other tongues, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Man can't teach man to speak in tongues.
Amen.
That's false religion. Women can't do it. It's false religion. It's false teaching. It has to come from the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost. He's the teacher. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that saves. He's the one that heals. He's the one that sets free. He's the one that comforts and gives peace. It's all in him. When you're baptized in Jesus' name, you're baptized in his blood, his spirit, his name. You're baptized in his word. It's all in him. You got it all. Pentecost was the beginning of the New Testament church. We love the Old Testament, but we must always remember as apostolic that the Old Testament was a school teacher, a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. The Bible says no man is justified by the law. The Bible says Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we love the people and treat them well. Don't be prideful. Be humble. Pray for the spirit of humility to rest upon you. And that God will clothe us with humility. Let us love the brethren. Treat them well. Amen. Hear about the preacher over in Africa. I heard it from, I believe it's Brother Tenney, and I heard it from Brother T.W. Barnes. Men who have passed on so great clouds of witnesses. My men that have made an indelible mark on the service of God in the church world. Said our brother Declamarian over there in Africa told him that he never prayed for revival. He said he prayed for unity. Having a crusade over in Africa back in the day, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, or whatever it was, 30 years ago, 68,000 people got the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Because they were united. They talk about when leaving the pulpit and coming down and people are holding on to their feet like they're Jesus. Because that's all they know. Is to follow what the preacher says God says. They're not gossiping. They're not quarreling. They're not fussing. They're not fighting. They're not looking at skin color. Oh, is a white man preaching to me or a white? No, no, they're not in that. They get excited about the word of God. And God filled them with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Great revival continues even now. All over the world. More of it is going to happen right here in Connecticut. Why you think that the church is the United Pentecostal Church? Earlier this morning, I got this one. Remind them, we're the United Pentecostal Church because God intended His church, listen to what I'm saying, His church to be united as one in heart, mind, spirit, and soul. That's why it is called the United Pentecostal Church. It was also a church that was separated. Before it was united, it was separated. I won't get into that. Big separation, but God united it with other oneness organizations. Are we thankful to God for that? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. 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 See, our scripture I'm going to leave you with today is found in the book of Philemon. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It's the most profound letter written in the Bible. There were other letters I don't remember directly, but this one is the most profound letter as far as I'm concerned. Philemon was saved, got saved in a church in Rome under the ministry of the Apostle Paul. A house church. He was a wealthy man. And he had a slave by the name of Onesimus. And it is believed that Onesimus stole something or broke something and he ran away. When he ran away, he got saved under the Apostle Paul's ministry. And did well in Christ. And the Apostle Paul was well pleased with him. And he said he loved him as his own. And he wrote the letter to Philemon, telling Philemon that he was asking him to receive Onesimus back. Not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. A brother of his own heart. The law in those days, he could have killed him. It was a law. And he was received. And Paul also made mention, he told Philemon that Onesimus will be profitable for ministry. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. That's the power of God. That's the God we serve today. Don't look at people's past. Don't look at where people are today, but look at where people can be in Christ. This God is a life changer. Amen. Amen. I'm wondering today if we'll just gather up to the front here. And I'm going to hand over to Pastor John. But can we make a pledge and a commitment to God today that we're going to do better? We're going to live a life that is more pleasing to Jesus because he's worthy. And he's deserving of everything that we've got. God, I'm going to change my life. God, I'm going to live a life that is obedient to you. God, I'm going to abide by your statutes and your precepts. God, I'm sorry for my sins. Now I'm asking you, God, to forgive me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mr. John, if you would come. Speak to the Lord today as we worship him in the closing moments. In Jesus' name.
I need you, Lord Jesus. I want to be pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. Why don't we take that moment and start to open our hearts to the Lord? His presence is here. He's active. And there's something he wants to do in your heart today. He's got a plan for you. He's got a place for you. He's got relationship waiting for you. Why don't we take a moment to open our hearts and seek the Lord?